the newborn King. One more time, sing, come and worship. Come and worship. Come and worship. Worship Christ the newborn King.
Worship, or if you want prayer today, remember you can come forward at any time. There'll be people up here praying and worshiping. You're welcome to feel free to stay at the altar as long as you want.
Let hope fill this place, God. Let your hope fill this house today, Jesus. Let hope arise. Let hope arise today, God. Fill this house, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We declare
our God reigns. giving his heart to the broken, and he's sharing his home with the orphan. And he is the joy, and he is my joy, and he is the hope of the nations.
The Father's heart we're embracing,
and he is the song we're declaring. He is the joy,
he is the joy,
he is my joy, and he's bringing hope to the nations,
and giving his heart to the broken,
and sharing his home with the orphan. And he is the joy, he is my joy, the Father's heart we're embracing,
and he is the song we're declaring.
He is the joy,
he is the joy. Come on, let's do it again.
And he's bringing hope to the hopeless,
and giving his heart to the broken. Come on, put your hands together. He's our hope, he's our joy.
He is the joy,
and he is
my joy, and he is the hope of the nations. The Father's heart we're embracing, he is the song we're declaring,
and he is the joy.
One more time, come on,
he's the hope.
And he's bringing hope to the hopeless,
giving his heart,
to the broken, and sharing his home with the orphan. And he is the joy, he is my joy, and he is the hope of the nations.
The Father's heart we're embracing,
and he is the song we're declaring.
Yeah.
Joy,
he is my joy.
Yeah,
he is the joy.
You're my hope, God. You're my hope, God.
Joy, joy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Let hope arise. Let hope.
Church,
my hope. And my hope is in you. right now. Just lift up your hands. Lift up your hands to heaven. He's here, church. He loved you this morning with an everlasting love. He loved you, church. We magnify the great King of heaven.
Hallelujah. Worship God.
Let hope arise. Let hope arise.
Yes, God.
Let hope arise.
Let hope arise.
Giving his heart
he
to
is your hope. He's your joy.
His home with the open.
He's your source.
He's the joy.
He's your strong
joy
tower.
The hope of the nations.
Hope of the nations.
Father's heart we're embracing. He is the song we're declaring.
He's our joy.
He is my joy.
And he is
he's my joy.
Joy.
And he's he is the hope of the nations. The Father's heart we're embracing. And he is the song we're declaring. He is the joy.
He is the joy.
He is
my
the joy. Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus. Thank you for hope this morning. Hope that arises in our heart, Lord. Hope is we don't see the answer, but we expect to see it, Lord. Hope is that just that expectant knowing that God's come through, that his the word of God is true. And I pray this morning for all your people, Lord, in darkness, feel like their situation can't be helped, nothing God can do. I'm praying, Lord, that the light of the hope of the gospel would spring forth in their hearts. And Father, they would begin again to believe that, yes, my life can be meaningful. Yes, we can make it through this situation. Yes, God's going to come through. So let hope arise this morning. I pray in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. You can still have, you got more songs. Yeah, just. You know, Pastor Ben had something happen to him yesterday in his family that I thought would be useful to share with everybody that's here today. So if he can wrap it up in, but don't be an auctioneer.
You know, it's the season of hope. We celebrate Jesus this season and year round. But what happened yesterday is Becky and I got home from shopping, and Adelaide, I could hear sobbing in the living room, and I never heard my baby girl cry like this. What happened was she was swinging on a porch swing, and she had reached underneath and grabbed the bar when it was in motion, and as she was coming forward, it bent her arm the wrong way, and I don't know if she just held on, but she screamed. My mother-in-law pulled her in the house. We got there, and I couldn't even, like, touch her arm without her screaming in pain, and Hudson comes up to me, and he says, "Daddy, I prayed for her." I'm like, "Awesome, you know, well done, bud." And so we pull up her arm sleeves, and Becky's like, "Well, let's compare it to the other elbow." So we pull up both of them, and Becky kind of chuckles, and she's like, "You can't even see her elbow. You know, it's like, you know, completely gone." And so I look, and the swelling was over her elbow. You couldn't even make out her elbow, and there was a black and blue line that was just over where her joint was. So I just kind of lightly start touching her arm, you know, and saying, "Jesus' name, just Jesus, Jesus." We take her to the urgent care, and as I'm going around corners, she's like, "Ah, Daddy, it hurts when you go around the corners," because she would, like, lean that way. And so we get to urgent care, and she's crying. On our way into urgent care, and the lady behind the counter is like, "Baby, are you okay?" And so I try to make Adelaide laugh a little bit, get her to stop thinking about it. We go into the nurse's room, and the nurse says, "Hey, can you catch this for me?" And she grabs, like, a wadded up paper towel and tosses it to Adelaide. And Adelaide, you know, kind of, like, you know, nurses her elbow as she, like, moves and kind of chuckles a little bit. The nurse leaves, and Adelaide starts chuckling. She couldn't move her arm at all like this without, I couldn't even touch her hand without her screaming. And Adelaide starts chuckling. Becky and I are like, why are you laughing, baby?" And she's like, "It doesn't hurt anymore." And she starts doing this. And she goes, Jesus healed my elbow. And that's Adelaide's words. My daughter, if you don't know her, my daughter's 5 years old. She said, Jesus healed my elbow. And she starts laughing. And so we're like, okay. I get down on my knees. I said, put your hands in my hands and lift yourself up. So she puts her hands in my hands, lifts herself up, and she's laughing. She's just laughing the whole time. So either she played us really good with a swollen elbow with the black and blue line, or Jesus really healed my daughter. So we lift up. We lift up her sleeves again, and on the right hand, there was no swelling, there was no bruise, it was all gone, we could see her elbow. The doctor comes in, and he's like, so what's wrong? And Becky and I are just mouth breathing at each other like, she hurt herself on a swing, but she doesn't feel pain anymore. And he looks at us, he said, what did you give her? And we're like, we prayed for her. And he goes, well, prayer works. And I'm standing there like this, and he said, don't scratch your head, Dad. Take the blessing. And I said, amen, we will. Amen. So Jesus heals. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We don't understand it, but he is a good, good father.
Amen.
You did good, buddy. We're going to stand again and sing one more song and worship a little bit more. And how many know that God can heal you? That means you got to stand, Jimmy. Come on. God can heal you right where you're sitting or standing. How many believe that? So all you got to do is just ask him, reach up to him as we sing this song. And
amen, amen. How many know there's breakthrough in worship? Amen. There's breakthrough when you begin to worship the Lord. It's a weapon you can use for your benefit. So let's just push through a little bit longer this morning. If you need breakthrough, just begin to push through in your own words, your own language.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let your rain fall in this house today, God. Showers of mercy, showers of blessing, God. And I am dry and thirsty, Lord. Send your rain.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Send your rain. Lord, I need,
we need
your touch.
We need your touch, God.
Send your rain, Lord. Send your rain. Let it rain. Let it rain. Let it pour from heaven. Let it rain, Lord, to revive our souls.
We need your rain.
I need your rain. Until I thirst no more. Until I thirst no more.
Revive us. Oh, revive our souls.
Jesus, the God of the breakthrough, yeah.
We need you, Lord.
Say we need it. We need it. We need it. We need your rain, Lord. We need it. We need it. We need your rain. This nation, let it rain, Jesus. Let revival roll. We need your rain, sweet Jesus. us. We need your streams of refreshing. I thirst no more. Until I thirst no more. Until I thirst no more, Jesus. Need your rain, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit is what we're talking about here, Lord, that streams of refreshing would come to him. Father, we remember Sandy Fitz this morning as she's in the hospital. We pray you would heal her body, Lord. Pray for George, Lord, that you would also touch him. God, I also pray for Juanita Jones that you would heal her body, Lord. And so, Father, for all these healings, we believe that you're the great healer. You're the great I am. You are the healer. And we ask that in Jesus' name because we believe you're great. Hallelujah. You're awesome. Hallelujah. You're a name above every name.
Yes,
and there's
Lord.
No sweeter name ever Hallelujah. Mentioned than the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, let's give the Lord a shout this morning. Yay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Now you can greet each other. All right. I hate to break up the party. We got to get on with business here. Hey, let me make a couple announcements. Tonight, it's not in your bulletin, but most of the home groups are not meeting in December just because of different situations. But we'll be meeting at Steve and Pam Bonner's house tonight. Anybody's welcome is what he told me. 6 o'clock. Is it 727 Connecticut? Am I right or wrong? I knew it was like an airplane, 747.
747
4th Street. Oh, 4th Street. Oh, man, did you move? No, I'm only kidding. No. But it's anyway, it's over there. So we invite you to come. The ladies' Christmas party tomorrow night at 7. Men's breakfast, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Anyone interested, we've kind of promoted it. We've asked you about it, about going to the Dominican Republic in June. There will be a meeting next Sunday after church. So we ask you to stay if you're interested in going at all. And finally, Dale, come on up here and give your announcement.
Thank you.
That's arousing a lot.
Okay. Next Sunday, 5 o'clock, we are going to be doing our play, a very lighthearted play. It's going to be very funny, very hysterical. The teenagers have been working really hard, and they need your support to come out and watch them and laugh and invite your friends. And afterwards, we're going to have a cookie sandwich fellowship. But again, next week, 5 o'clock, it's going to be in the light of a late night talk show, The Tonight Show, but it's called The Time.